You're listening to SBS News.
Federal Treasurer Josh Frydenberg is defending his department's $60 billion error that overestimated the cost of the JobKeeper program by almost double. The wage subsidy program has been revealed to cost $70 billion instead of $130 billion and cover 3.5 million workers rather than 6 million. Speaking to Channel 9, Mr. Frydenberg says it's good news for Australian taxpayers.
This was done at the height of the global pandemic here in Australia. We saw the number of cases increasing by more than 20% a day in the lead up to the JobKeeper announcement. As you know, we've had great success in flattening the curve and reducing the number of cases here and then starting to ease restrictions. That health miracle has had a real economic benefit, with less people being on the JobKeeper payment than initially thought.
Labor is calling on the Treasurer to explain how the mistake occurred at the Senate committee examining the government's response to COVID-19. Mr. Frydenberg dismisses the move as a political stunt, telling the ABC he accepts the blame for the miscalculation.
And of course, I take responsibility for the estimates variation. I'm accountable in the House of Representatives for my department and for my portfolio, and will continue to do so. And I continue to have great confidence in the work that is done by my wonderful department.
Calls are intensifying for JobKeeper to be expanded after the program was found to cover just over half the number of workers it originally intended. Labor's Treasury spokesman Jim Chalmers is describing it as the biggest error made in any budget by any government in Australia's history. Those ineligible for the scheme include up to 1 million casual workers and some university and migrant workers. Dr. Chalmers says hundreds of thousands of excluded workers have been forced to dip into their superannuation savings. He warns the mistake will have long-term consequences for workers and the Australian economy.
This bungled implementation of JobKeeper has massive consequences for people and their jobs, but also for the recovery of this economy. The more this program is bungled, the longer the unemployment queues, the more damage that is done to the economy over the longer term, the harsher and deeper the downturn, and the worse implications for the budget.
Staff in the tertiary education sector are among those campaigning to access JobKeeper payments. Laura is a university worker with a mortgage and two children who is struggling during the coronavirus pandemic. She says it has been an anxiety-provoking time for many people in the industry.
Not knowing if we have the job security, we've got bills to pay, the children are anxious about going back to school, and all these things combined means it's really difficult to carry on with our work at the moment and feeling that perhaps we're unsupported.
Labor spokeswoman for education and training, Tanya Plibersek, says there's no excuse not to include workers from universities. She warns there will be a substantial impact on employment, with institutions facing 21,000 job losses in cities and regional areas.
And when you think about it, it makes absolutely no sense that the students that Laura is helping, who might be working a shift a week in a cafe or a bakery, earning $150 a week, they get access to the full $1,500 of JobKeeper a fortnight. But Laura doesn't get access.
The government is defending its refusal to expand JobKeeper, with the Treasurer ruling out making any wholesale changes. Mr. Frydenberg says the government has already doubled the job seeker payment for the unemployed and provided support for the arts sector. He's flagging the tourism sector as a potential recipient for further assistance when the program is reviewed in June. Finance Minister Matthias Cormann insists the $60 billion difference is not money to be reallocated.
The anticipated cost of that program has been adjusted. There is no target or ceiling of how much ought to be spent. It was how much was required in the context of the program as it had been designed.
The Prime Minister will use a major speech on Tuesday to set out key principles to reset economic growth. And you can keep up to date on the coronavirus in your language at sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Jennifer Liu, SBS News.